I was mentioning to one of you that NYU is one of the biggest property owners around here, so there's really some mixed feelings about their presence because they've been known to tear down a lot of sort of very famous historic buildings. Let's leave a little bit of a path behind us here. In fact, there was a big to-do because they're going to tear down a bunch of buildings on this block here to expand the campus some more, and the neighborhood was really kind of fighting that as much as possible. You'll see we've got like that green street sign, Sullivan Street. We're eventually going to start seeing those street signs are going to turn into more of I've been told, vermilion color. It's a vermilion, which will mean that that whole street is historically protected, whereas that green street sign is a normal street, like any old other street that you see, so it's not protected. And a case in point is they tore down one of Edgar Allan Poe's famous houses. Time, but where he lived and did a lot of writing, New York NYU bought it out, tore it down, and there was such a stink about it that they ended up recreating the facade to at least pay homage to where the house was and what it roughly looked like. The big thing for me is the Cask of Amontillado was partially written here. Have you read that? Fascinating. Somewhat inspiring as well, but the Cask of Amontillado is all about him disliking a neighbor for reasons you never really completely know, and so he gets the guy drunk and takes him down into the basement and bricks him up. Yeah. Creepy! So he did that here. Well, he wrote it here. He didn't bury anybody here that we know of. They didn't mention it. But
he's still down there today.
Yeah. It's a recreation of a Federalist-style row house, which are some of the older houses by American standards. They generally range like 1820s, 1830s. You can recognize like the transom window and the columns here. Again, this is a recreation, but I'll point out some other ones that are of the time period as we keep walking.